bored. British Railways bored.
Up in London.
Yes.
Did you always work there, Betty?
I used to work at the Railway Clearing House in Evershot Street because that was the clearing bank for all the railways.
Oh, so have you always been connected with the railway?
35 and a half years, yes.
What, straight
and
from
again
school?
I had to cycle backwards and forwards to...
I know, because I've got a picture of that going in the book.
Yes, you have. You have. Yes.
Did you go straight from school to work in London?
Yes.
That was a big thing, wasn't it?
Well, I was the only person. There were only about three of us from the village.
Yes.
Went up to London, and I was certainly the only girl to go up to London to work. I mean, I think before, people had probably gone into service in houses in London. But I was the only one, you know, commuting. Because there weren't commuters in the village in those days.
So when did you start commuting then? Because that's different.
2nd of January
1939. What? So that was very unusual, wasn't it?
Very unusual.
So what made you do that?
Well, my mother met someone, a girl, because mother used to look after my uncle's tobacconist shop and jewellers down in Bancroft.
He was
a watchmaker and all that sort of thing, you know. And on a Wednesday afternoon, I think it was Wednesday afternoon, they had the afternoon off. Mm. And we used to go straight from school to the shop, you see. And the girl came in, who mother had known her parents for a long time, and she said, "Oh, Pauline," she said, "what are you doing now?" So she said, "Oh, I'm working up in London." She'd just passed an exam and got into this job in London. So she said, "I wonder if there are any more vacancies. It sounds perhaps as if it might be suitable for Betty." So she told her where it was, and mother must have written it, and I had to go in for quite a, you know, important entrance examination.
A lot
went in for it, but only a few got through. Mm. And of course, going straight from school, my knowledge was, you know. Mm. And I passed, and I was there until just after the nationalisation of the railways. Because the clearing bank for the railways, they used to deal with all the receipts. I mean, if someone travelled from Hitchin, say, down to Cornwall, they would travel over two networks, the London North Eastern Railway and the Great Western Railway. Well, when they sold the ticket, some of the money was apportioned to one section, and we had to deal with that. Mm. And all the goods receipts, you know, the freight travel, you know, things going by freight.
I see. Mm. When was nationalisation then?
1947.
So did you work all through the war in London?
I worked through some of the war in London, and we went to our sports ground at Whetstone and into Nissen Huts, because we moved out of London, you see. And some went to Hawley, some went to Amersham, some went to Whetstone. I went to Whetstone. Trouble was, we were next to an army camp, and it's very different. Difficult when the plane's up in the air to differentiate between what was the army place and what was our Nissen house.
Well, actually, it was very dangerous.
It was terrible. Well, nearly always, well, many times when we got to the office, there was a red alert, and we had to go straight down into the trenches.
Oh dear.
And we used to spend sometimes a whole day down there.
What, like an air raid shelter?
Underground air raid shelter.
Oh, I see.
And then it got too wet down there, and we were on duckboards, you see, and we used to squelch, squelch, squelch.
Yes.
And they decided it was so unhealthy for the staff to sit down there all day with the conditions as they were. So when the siren used to go, they used to turf us off the premises. We had to wander around the street.
Well, that wasn't very safe.
And of course the guns used to go off next door.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
But how did you get to Whetstone then? Did you travel in every day from Hitchin?
Yes.
Up on the train?
Awful train. We used to have a stopping train to Hatfield, change at Hatfield, and a stopping train to Oakley Park. And then we used to have to walk a mile to the office. And the planes at night, you know, if there was a... The enemy planes used to follow the railway lines.
Yes.
And so you could hear them flying overhead. And, of course, when you're in the train, all the lights went out. So you don't put anything on the right. And you didn't know where you were because there were none of the stations that got any names on them. So you... Do you know, honestly, when I think of what happened, it's a, and another time I was cycling home from the Hitchin.
So you still cycled him?
And I heard this plane over the top. Blow me if it didn't drop a whole string of... I was approaching the top of Punch Cross Hill.
Yes.
Blow me if it didn't drop a whole load of incendiary bombs that lit the whole area up right to West Mill.
Oh, right.
And I thought, they'll see me on my bike and bomb me.
But what were the incendiary things? Were they things just to light the area?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Like a flare?
That's right. Or they just lit the area like
this. Gosh, did they?
And then, you know, what with the plane diving over the train at night, and we used to think any moment they'd drop something, but of course they followed the railway lines, it was their guide.
Yes, it was the easiest way of doing it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What, were you here when they bombed in the very end?
Oh, absolutely. What's not the, here, round the corner.
Oh, yes, but you were in Perth. So what was that like? I've never heard anybody actually... Nobody's ever told me about that.
Really?
I've got the cutting from the newspaper.
Yes. Well, anyhow, it was a Sunday morning, pouring with rain, as today. There was a terrific noise. We were all asleep in bed. Terrific noise, and it sounded... I can only say it sounded like an express train coming directly for us, and then there was this enormous explosion, and the ceiling fell down on where we were sleeping.
In your house?
Yes.
Oh yes.
And of course all the windows went, and we couldn't get out of bed. We couldn't put a light on. We didn't get out of bed because we didn't know what exactly had happened. Mm. So we had to remain in bed where we were until it got light. Hermione and I got up first, went downstairs, and I think we had to remove about 3 bathfuls of rubble before we could find the electric kettle. Because that was out the back, you know, it happened in the back, explosion.
Yes.
So the back caught it badly.
Worse than the front, yes.
Wasn't the front. Oh, yes, it got it. But the roof went, and you see, there was it was pouring with rain, so the first thing they had to do was throw tarpaulin all over the roof to stop the rain coming in. And it was horrendous.
Oh, I wasn't aware of this.
And then we had a bomb up the hills, up Wood Lane, and that blew all the front windows in.
But you know, this one where... So, I know that Rita Norgate's cottage...
Oh,
that,
yes.
But I didn't realise that other places were affected.
Oh, yes.
So the National School and...
This was re-roofed.
And this
too. Part of this was re-roofed. I don't know how badly this was affected, but I know that it had to be... And down Bury End, of course, and Stapleton's and all down there, it was a miracle. If it hadn't been for that tree, I don't know how many fatalities there would have been.
What do you mean, what tree?
The tree that the dude the bug went into in the Bury. Because that's what saved us.
Oh, so where exactly did it go? Where was the tree?
The tree at the bottom of Tews Hill. You know, the Bury side of the the Bury side of the moat.
Yes.
Not Tews Hill side, the Bury side.
The Bury side.
Yes.
And it got stuck on that.
Yeah.
Oh, coming this way.
Yes. You can tell how low it was.
Yes.
I mean, it would probably have hit Millie's house.
Yes.
If it hadn't gone there.
And carried straight on through.
Yes.
Such a lot.
But it was, we wondered what... was happening.
So what's actually...
And they didn't know what it was. So the whole village was cordoned off. No one could get in or out. And people outside, they were wondering what had happened to the villagers. And of course it was all sort of very secret.
What, because it was a new type of bug,
yes.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, right. Yes. And this was a doodle
bug. A doodle bug. Yes.
Oh, right. I see. And so, I mean, so there you were with no roof and part of the... So you had to get repairers in straight away, or what?
Absolutely. And we went down... It's all a bit vague, but we had to go down. I don't know where we went, but we couldn't be in... You had to go down and have meals down in the village hall or somewhere.
That was what the newspaper article said. All the bit I remember about the newspaper article was the people who were in Regent Norgate's or next door,
yeah.
They were the races, and they'd been evacuated from London to escape the bombing, but they had to spend a year in the village hall, a long time living there while the house was redone.
That's right. And there was a baby, the Collins lived next door, and the baby was blown out of its pram under the table.
Oh, dear. And the Baptist chapel went, didn't it?
Oh, that went, yes.
What did the Baptists not do after that then? Not go anywhere?
I think they probably must have gone to Hitchin. Only that it was the Castles and the Thrussells.
Yes, that's
were
right.
The Baptist family.
Yes.
Yeah. That's one inside the cottage, of course. That one.
Oh yes.
In the other room, and that's.
Oh, is that?
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yes. At Hermione's wedding.
Oh.
Yes.
Where did she get married?
The church.
In here.